Now, from Kansas State University, Milk Lines. Up-to-the-moment information for today's dairy producer. Here's K-State Research and Extension Dairy Specialist, Mike Brook.
Today I'd like to visit with our Kansas dairy producers concerning the cost of nitrogen as we move into the spring planting season. Corn silage is one of our main forages that we feed here in Kansas. And as you think about corn silage, the increase in the cost of nitrogen that we're facing is a concern. But I want you to think about this in a couple of different ways. Number one, let's think about it in the actual increased cost per ton of corn silage that you harvest. You know, if we go from $500 a ton to $1,500 a ton, and let's assume that we're getting 20 tons of corn silage per acre, and we're applying 200 pounds of N per acre, that increases the cost per ton of corn silage by about $5. That's probably maybe 8 to 10% increase in the cost. So here's what I want to encourage you to do. The second factor, how much nitrogen do you actually have to apply this year? If you haven't done soil sampling to see how much residual nitrogen you still have, you really should. And that should be taken into consideration as you decide how much to apply. Secondly, take a look at other nutrients that you have available that you could put out there. Do you have manure? Do you have slurry? Do you have lagoons that you can pump that would add nitrogen to your production regime, but decrease the amount of nitrogen that you have to purchase? I think you want to be careful. You don't want to short your crop on nitrogen, but you also don't want to apply more than what you need. This is Mike Brook with K-State Research and Extension.
Milk Lines, produced by the Department of Communications at Kansas State University. This is the K-State Radio Network.